You're listening to Round Table. We all need to have conversation with people. Sometimes it's someone attractive, sometimes it's your boss or your colleague or someone potentially important in your life. And have you ever experienced this? That is, you're trying to strike a conversation, but you start to stutter and you don't know what to say. Or when you started the conversation, but the other party is simply seeing as if there is increasingly less of enthusiasm to be engaged in a conversation. So what do you do? How can you improve your conversational skills?
Well, I'm not a very, I'm not a person of quick wit. I'm not exactly very good at making conversations, but I do have a tip if you want to keep conversation going. So this is also shared in this tip too. It's that repeat the last three words. Like, repetition is the ideal when it comes to good communication skills, especially repeating the last three words of a conversation, which is known as the echo effect. Basically, what I usually would do is when someone is talking to me and I have difficulty finding a response to anything that he or she just said, I'll just repeat what he just said.
What he just said.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll just repeat. And then hopefully he or she will come up with some fresh ideas other than what he or she just said. And then maybe in this fresh ideas, I could find a way to relate and I'll come up with more information or more ideas to correlate.
More ideas to correlate. Mm-hmm. Did you see what I'm doing there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And he didn't really engage in more conversation.
Because I'm not really a master of conversation.
Oh, so. You're very good at it. You're really a radio personnel right now.
Oh, yes. Well, still training.
Yes, well, you've been doing a great job then. Well, Huangshan, when you look at this, are there any useful tips that you can give to our listeners who might be struggling to strike a conversation?
Yeah, I really appreciate this one, especially during the ice-breaking like stage. For example, you can encourage people to talk more about themselves, because like based on the research findings, talking about ourselves it can trigger the same sensation of pleasure in the brain as food or money. So I think it's really like good, like as an icebreaker. For example, it proves that you are listening, you're pretty involved in a conversation. Like you encourage the other part to talk more about herself or himself, it's because you're showing your respect to the other person. Also, you can say that I'm a good listener and I wanted to listen more about your story.
It means you're interested in what he or she is saying.
Yeah. That's really makes like shows people that you're involved in this like conversation and you are interested in a topic and you are also a good listener.
Yeah. So the key to being a better conversationalist is to be an attention giver rather than an attention getter.
Yeah.
This means that you begin to concentrate more the person you're talking with and on gratifying their needs instead of your own. That is certainly very valuable. And well, there has been conversations that I happen to be part of, and I was playing the nice girl card. Yes, see what society does to you. I think it tends to subconsciously teach girls to be a good listener.
To a certain kind of image.
Yeah, and you should be listening instead of saying too much. But then sometimes when you're listening to the other person, possibly a guy, interesting. Maybe I should speak up more.
Maybe you should repeat what he just said.
Yeah.
Well, that's encouraging him to say more when I need the spotlight.
I also want to like quickly mention one thing. It's gossip positively. If you are gossiping, just positively, don't say any negative words, because the other side will associate you with this like the words you're saying and describing.
Gossip can be a positive thing.
Use some positive words when you're gossiping. That's
it's
really
therapeutic
hard.
Some would tell me.
Well, I do know that gossiping, well, that is, you know, exchanging information that
non-essential.
Yes, about other people. And that could be a bonding tool for some people. Mm-hmm. So immediately the two people in the conversation feel, or more than two in that conversation, will feel that you're thick of thieves. You're the criminals of the same pack, so to speak. Yeah, what about this? Emphasizing similarities. So instead of showing that we're different, but try to find that similarity or common interest that you and the other person are both interested in.
It's always a good strategy. Right? Even when you want to introduce some different opinions, you have to first of all agree with the one that you're talking to. That makes the conversation more friendly.
Mm. Oh, and I've realized that Ryan has, well, okay, I'm actually saying Lai Ming, okay, using that tactic on me. Yes, you're listening to Roundtable, and that's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.